What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Thursdays on the CW, don't miss a single moment of the highly anticipated new series, In the Dark. In the Dark is from executive producer Ben Stiller and the director of The Big Sick. This is the story of Murphy Mason, a sardonic, sexually promiscuous, hard-drinking young blind woman. For Murphy, the big problem with being blind is that you can only judge people by their personalities. Murphy has two friends, Jess, her unflinchingly devoted roommate, and Tyson, a drug-dealing teenager. When she's not at work, barely holding down the job she hates, Murphy can be found drinking at her favorite bar and bringing men home from it. Murphy's drunken hot mess of a life is about to take a turn for the worse when Tyson suddenly turns up dead. When the police can't seem to be bothered with investigating, Murphy vows to figure out what happened to her friend. She begins heading down a dark path, asking questions that may get her into some serious trouble. Equal parts hilarious, heartfelt, and suspenseful from the perspective of someone who's totally in the dark. In the Dark, new series Thursday on the CW or anytime on the free CW app.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
All right, and we're back. I'm back from Vegas again. My voice actually isn't as bad this time as it was the last couple trips. Janet's here co-hosting.
Hello, hello.
And we have some Bravo fam in the house. We have the Gorge, Paige. Is it DeSorbo?
DeSorbo, right? Yes.
From Summer House.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I'm so excited to be on this.
Okay, do you watch Vanderpump Rules?
Obviously.
Okay. Because I was going to say this, but I'm like, I mean, it's me, so I think it's a compliment. I don't know if you take it as a compliment or an insult, but I think you're the Sheena of Summer House.
Obviously, Sheena, that's a huge compliment.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. But, and you're actually, if I'm being honest, the only reason I started watching the show.
Oh my God.
What is this
did
season?
Did we just become best friends?
I think so. Is this season 3 that's on right now, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I met Paige at Watch What Happens Live a few weeks ago. You literally make me want to go back to short hair.
Do it.
I did it after I got divorced. I just chopped all of my hair off. And now it's been like 2.5 years of growing out that I'm like, do I do it again? But funny story, at Watch What Happens Live that night, do you remember how my hair was? It was kind of like a fake,
yep,
like
a fake bob.
But Julius, love you, Julius. He, instead of razoring the extensions, razored part of my actual hair.
Oh, so he like started you off with.
So see this part right here? It's like,
oh my God. You just got, you have to chop it.
So it's about your length on that part right there. And when I got back from New York, I was just like, I'm just going to chop it all off. And I went to my friend who does my hair and she's like, Sheena, I'm not going to let you do that today. We'll
it's something you have to think about and then be ready for. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, we'll just like face frame, put some layers in. But when I put it up in a ponytail, this one part just sticks straight up like an alfalfa. So I might go back to short. I haven't decided. But every episode I watch, I'm like, shit, I should do it.
I love it. It's so easy, especially in the summer.
Yeah, but it's so cute.
Thank
so
you.
Our show, the first season of Summer House, kind of like anchored that show, like Housewives did for Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
And I, at the time, was still unhappily married.
Mm-hmm. That's a phrase you don't hear very often. You know?
But I didn't really have that much fun in Montauk. Like, if you watch those episodes, season 5, I was like, I'm not taking this shot. I'm not skinny dipping. I'm not doing this. It was like,
I'm not taking this shot is the summary of that.
I was like, I can't drink sugar. One of those and I'll be hungover. I was such a bore. But anyway, so I had never really started watching the show. And it's like, I mean, we have Carl make out in common. Yeah. We'll get into that.
Oh my God, yes, I forgot about that. Oh my God, there's so much to talk about.
Yeah, so we'll get into that. But it was like, I mean, I knew everyone the first season, but I don't watch a lot of reality TV. Even like, mm-hmm. I have friends on Southern Charm. I've actually never seen like a full episode of it. So I never started watching it. And then after this past Watch What Happens Live, I think it was week 2 of y'all's show, mm-hmm. and the stuff with Kyle and Amanda, and then meeting you and Hannah.
Yep.
And then I like hung out with Carl again for like the first time that weekend when I was there.
Yeah.
And now we're like cool again.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll start watching it because these two new girls are really pretty and funny.
Thank you.
Yeah. So now I've watched all 5 episodes this season.
And now you're hooked.
Now I'm hooked.
Yeah.
Hooked. You have some really, really good one-liners.
Oh my god,
they're so good.
I loved when they were talking about who unfollowed who over the summer or over the winter, and how everyone was coming back. And you're like, ugh, who cares? Yeah. Like, I want to unfollow myself,
right?
So
like, yes. I felt the same way about me. Yes. I was like, dude, same.
Sometimes I'm like, wow, I'm so annoying. Like, well, like, there was, I wouldn't listen to myself.
Even I think Lindsay said in one of the episodes, she's like, you come across way more genuine in person than you do on social media.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel like that's me. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to. I said this last week with our guest here. His name is Ed Milet. He's a very big motivational speaker. He's mm-hmm. amazing. And we were doing the episode, and I was like, my engagement's been so low on social media. And I was like, you know what? I think I need to, like, switch up how I'm posting things and not always post such a perfectly posed, filtered photo. Like, maybe be a little more vulnerable on social media as I am on the show. Wait till you see the finale. Cringe. But I'll be back in New York for Watch What Happens Live for
Yay.
It. So I did something.
Oh, we'll
right,
have to go out,
I guess. Oh, we definitely will. But what am I saying? Episode. Where was I going with this?
Posting things that are
shit. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, you know, maybe I'll start like doing like less filters or things like that, because I feel like when people who do follow me on social media and watch the show and just see an edited version of me,
right?
It's just like that really isn't me. And so I always like encourage people. I'm like, listen to my podcast. If you still don't like me after an episode, then that's fine. Then we just don't get
each
other.
You don't like me.
That's okay. But it's like, the show is edited. My social media is filtered. Like, this is just like raw, unedited. Yeah. Unfiltered. If we edit something, it's like one of my dumb moments where I'm like, wait, what was I talking about?
Totally.
I don't remember, and it's too long of a pause.
Right. Are you happy with how you've been edited on Summer House this season?
Yeah, so I feel like for me, it's like everyone's personalities, it's just like a little bit more heightened. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not that big of a bitch, but like, I'm a little bit of a bitch.
I don't think you come across as a bitch at all.
I think you're funny and self-deprecating.
Yeah. I've always been extremely self-deprecating. Like, I've never taken myself too seriously, and
Same.
I feel like that really does come across. So, yeah, I'm happy about
that.
It.
I loved your line, too, when he says something like, oh, you can still hook up with other people if you want. And you're like,
yeah, I know.
Right.
I know.
Like, thanks for that.
We're not dating.
Very aware of what I can and cannot do. Thank you.
No, so good. Did you watch Summer House before going on it?
I did.
Okay.
And I always said, oh my God, I think Amanda looks so nice. And then I met her in the city and I was like, oh my God, you really are so nice. Like, I always thought I'd be friends with her if I ever met her. And then it happened.
Nice. Okay. So that was kind of your link to getting into the Summer House.
Yes. And I didn't know any of the other people except Hannah and Jordan I worked with.
So did you kind of bring Hannah and Jordan with you?
No, they knew, Hannah knew Lindsay before. And then it kind of all just happened. But I wasn't as close with Hannah and Jordan. Jordan, obviously, as I was during the summer. So I was like getting to know them a little bit, but like I knew them first.
Gotcha. And you guys are all at Betches together, correct?
We all were.
Were. Oh, yeah. Okay. Because you say like millennial, whatever, but it didn't say exactly.
We weren't allowed to say. No one is really allowed
to say their
company.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my sweatshirt is from that company.
Love them. Like, love Betches. But that's one of my best friends. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you knew Amanda. That's how you got on the show. Were you friends with anyone else going into it other than you didn't know any of them?
I didn't know any of them.
So you were no part of Kyle's 17-page email.
I had nothing to do with
that. I tried so hard to get a copy of that email
this
week before
this. I haven't. I have not seen it.
I saw like someone scroll through it.
Yes, yeah. One of our friends has a copy of it.
She obtained a copy.
She showed us, but then when she started scrolling, I was like, girl, I don't like reading books. And this is a book on your phone that I'm, yeah. No.
I would have read it. I'm really, really interested to read it, actually. I want to know how you can even write 17 pages.
Right. Like, I feel like it was like MLA formatted. Yeah. Like he did it on turnitin.com. Like, he cited sources. Like,
So you joined after that. Did you have any reservations about joining the show?
I mean, I was a little nervous. I'd obviously never done a reality TV show before, but I was excited. And if Hannah was doing it and she was like, look, it's going to be fine. And I was kind of like, whatever. If I don't try it, I'll never know. And I didn't want to be like, oh, wow, I wish I did that.
Right.
So.
Well, I think you were a great addition to it. You got me to watch.
Yeah.
And I've gotten other people to watch since. I'm like, wait, there's these two, like, really pretty, really funny girls on the show.
Good. Thank you.
We're going to get into a game, but before we do that, what do you think about Jordan? Because I know y'all work together, but you said, like, you don't really know someone until you live with them, but even after living with them, you still don't really know him.
Yeah. So, Jordan is, first of all, one of the nicest guys, and I think just the way he comes across and says certain things, he doesn't mean it in the way it comes across. So he's, like, trying to be genuine, but it's almost like his delivery is, like, a little weird. But he really isn't malicious. Like, he's not out to get anyone. So, I mean, I love him. He's one of my best friends. But he comes across a little bit,
you know. He seems like the guy who's too honest. Where you're like, do I look bad in this? He's like, yeah, you should put something else on. And you're like, what? Right? Why would you say that, you know?
Did he really make out with three girls that night?
I mean, I didn't see it happen. And we all call him out. Because we're with each other the entire night. And I'm like, unless you, like, went to the bathroom for 5 seconds, met three girls, and then came back to us.
Right.
Which could happen, you know? But, nah, I didn't see it.
Gotcha.
Did I tell you that I have DMs from him?
And I was going to say, and also, I don't know if he went to FSU, but my friend Adam knows him from, like, college days.
Oh, really?
Which doesn't surprise me.
I think he went.
Maybe that's the connection.
I forget where he went. He went somewhere in the South.
Okay. So then, because I know Adam knows him from college, whether it was, like, rival college mutual friends or he went to FSU. But wait, you had some DMs from him, right?
Once we realized we were having you here, I started researching everybody, and I went, I think we said something about him. You're like, oh, we need to, like, look into this Jordan guy. And I was like, I think I know him. I was like, why do I know him? And I went to his profile and I was like, I don't think I've ever followed him. And then I went to our messages and he had DM'd me, not anything creepy, something about, like, I must have posted something about ice cream. And he, like, commented on it and said something else about ice cream. But I was like, Who is this person?
Jordan.
Also, I was like, how did he find me? I don't have a lot of followers. I'm not an easy one to find. So I was like, who is the connection? Is it the Bravo thing through Sheena or what? But maybe it's through Adam.
Maybe.
But yeah, I had an ice cream DM from Jordan.
Yeah. He is always posting ice cream too.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
I could see Jordan easily fitting in with that Robbie Hayes, Adam Spot, FSU group.
Yeah.
They're all 29. So they probably did.
They're all like bros who wear like button downs.
Yeah, they're all a little douchey.
Oh, the classic button down.
Yeah, bros who button down. It's like ladies who lunch.
We love them, but they're a little douchey.
Yeah,
totally.
Oh, yeah. Even so, just recently, you watched the show, so you saw my date, my bachelorette style date with Robbie Hayes.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
So when I was in New York a couple weeks ago, so many interviews are like asking me about this. Even on the reunion we just filmed last week, they're like asking me about it. And I was just like, ugh, he's a douche. He's this. He's that. Because him and I were like besties, like such good friends. We made out drunk a few times.
Right.
Janet, her boyfriend, Robbie, and I all went to Hawaii together last year before we started filming again. And we were really good friends. And we had like gone on dates but more casually.
Yeah.
So when we started filming, Adam was gone. Him and I went on a date. It never made it on the show. He was in Hawaii with his family. And then Robbie was like, I mean, I'll take you out on a date. And like, he's obviously experienced in filming reality television. So I was like, all right, let's do it. We did. And then like fast forward like a few months, we had plans, and then it kind of just fell off. Like, I didn't hear back from him.
Yeah.
And then he didn't hear from me, and then it was just, like, a week went by, and then literally 5 months goes by.
It was a slow fade.
We just, like, never talked again. Yeah. So I'm doing all these interviews in New York, and I'm like, I know his narcissist ass definitely has Google alerts.
Yes.
So I knew he was going to get all of them when I talked about him, but he's like, well, any press, whatever. So finally this past week, because we are literally neighbors. We live a 5 minute walk from each other. We have a ton
of
mutual
friends.
And you
never run into each other?
No, we hadn't.
Oh my God.
And so one of his friends, we were getting drinks the other night, one of his roommates actually, and like business partners, best friends. And he was just like, so are you going to come to like our like stagecoach party or this and that? And I'm like, no, I'm not supporting anything you guys do. Like, he's a douche. He ghosted me. He's like, you guys need to talk. Long story short, he came over a couple days ago. We had a good laugh. We're like, okay, both of us were stubborn. It was kind of both of our faults. Yeah. Like, you didn't text me back, but then I didn't reach out. And then it just became like 5 months of ghosting so unnecessarily.
Wow.
But we're going to this event after that he's going to
be
at.
There?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, well, I'm glad at least we got to, like, catch up before.
Yeah, because I don't have to have your back like, while you're, like, clawing someone's eyes out.
All I've been doing is talking shit because I'm like, dude, we were friends. Like, you don't just, like, stop talking to me for no reason. Because I'm like, then I get in my girl brain. I'm like, did I do something? Wait, what did I say?
Oh, my God, it's so true. You get in the girl brain. You're like, oh, my God, I want to analyze every single thing I ever said to
them. Okay. Girl brain and dating, never a good idea. But we have a game called Red Flags, which we've played on the show before.
Okay.
So Janet's going to read them out, and then you and I are – wait, are you still single?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. We are best
friends. I'm gonna
we're going to go out, and it's kind of scary.
We're
going to introduce an imaginary man to you guys.
Okay.
And they're going to have two good qualities and one red flag, and you have to tell me if you would still date them for their good qualities, despite the red flag.
Okay.
So he lives in a castle. Meh. Genius level IQ. But I guess in his castle, he lives in a bedroom with eight dudes, including one named Jug.
Pass.
No.
Okay. I don't care about the castle or if he's that smart.
Really?
Also, sometimes if people are that smart, like they don't get certain like dumb people things.
Exactly.
You got to be able to get my humor.
Yes. I totally agree.
Okay, how about this one? Speaks every romantic language, is a model, but for as long as you date them, all of your friends will hate you.
No.
No, I don't want to date someone when all of my friends hate me.
Also, I don't want to date someone prettier than me.
No, what's exactly.
What's fun in that?
No, it's fun to like hang and bang with the model types, but like I don't want to actually date one. It's my phrase.
Sheena says this all the time, and her mom, when she hears it, will be like, you can hang, do not bang. Don't bang.
She literally told me that. She's like, if you hang out with Carl when you go back to New York, you can hang, but don't bang. I was like, we'll see.
Erica knows the lingo.
Carl's used to that.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been there.
I love that. Okay. This person is honest and reliable, but live tweets all of your dates.
Wait, what were the first, the good ones?
Honest.
Okay.
Reliable. But live tweets all of your dates.
I'm not completely against that because if they're like live tweeting, then they might be saying like, you know, like having the best night ever. Like this girl's so amazing.
It could be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that. Or like Chrissy Teigen, John Legend, like how they like live tweet stuff.
That could be endearing.
A couple that had sex on the first date and look at them.
Boom. That's
amazing.
So true. Same with Teddy and Edwin.
Yep.
Yep.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think Denise Richards said she banged her.
Yeah, and he has a really big penis.
Yeah, we've all heard.
He made it very known.
Okay, good qualities. Was rescuing on the news for rescuing a kitten.
Aww.
Perfect amount of physical attention.
Ooh. Mm.
But brings his mom to the first date.
I can be okay with that. Not if
like,
it's like a
I'd
dinner
have to
date.
Know in, like in what capacity?
Yeah.
Like, is she visiting from out of town? Sure, bring her along. Is it like he's nervous, has to bring his mom? No. Obviously very weird.
But there have been like, okay, like just for example, today's one of the very few days that my mom actually isn't here. She's here almost every week. Mm-hmm. But where I grew up, it's rush hour traffic for her to drive home after. Yeah. Janet and I have an event after this. So I was like, mom, I was like, Janet and I are like, we've binged Summer House like because she wanted to co-host with me today.
Oh,
but man. I was like, don't worry about it. I don't want you to be in traffic. Like we have to go to this event right after. So like we were just in Palm Springs. I just got a house out there yesterday.
Oh, my God.
So we just drove all the way to Palm Springs. And
we really
back.
Are best friends because yes. I'm coming over.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be the best girl's house ever. Yes. It's going to be like a sorority house.
It's amazing. Yes. So we had inspections out there yesterday. I'm so excited. But I was like, you don't have to drive like all the way into Beverly Hills. Like, don't worry about it. But there have been guys who have been guests on my podcast who I've either been friends with or like it was like after we do the podcast we're going to go out on a date and like my mom's been here so like they've met her that first day but not like that so I feel like if it was in that sort of capacity they're like, oh shit, I'm already meeting the mom. I'm like, she works for me, like it's like she's always around.
No,
your mom,
I like,
I feel
it.
Like could come on a first date.
Yeah.
My mom says how a guy treats his mom is how he'll ultimately treat you.
I think that's good advice.
I think that is so true, unless you're my ex-boyfriend.
Oh. Ooh, who treated his mom great, but...
Fantastic. However, well, we'll talk about it off air. I'm not going to put his mom on blast.
Well,
but
sometimes you can't face your mom when you're doing the wrong things.
Is an angel. Exactly.
That's very
Let's
true.
Let's just avoid.
Okay, I have another part of another game.
Okay.
This is called Drunk, Stoned, or Stupid.
Yes.
Tell me which of your housemates is most likely to do or say these things.
Okay. Can I do my cast members too?
Yes.
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 Let's do it.
Okay. We'll argue with anyone about anything.
Kristen.
Lindsay.
Okay. Refers to themselves in the third person.
Lala.
I don't know if any of us do that, but I feel like I could hear Jordan being like calling himself in the third person.
Has to check in with their parents first.
Me.
Probably me. Yeah. My mom's always right. Like, any guy she's ever, like, had just a little bit of a bad vibe about or something, like, it hasn't worked out.
Yeah.
And she has such a good
and
read on
people. And sometimes you're like, damn it. Like,
I know. I'm like, no, mom, I really like him. She's like, okay.
When we're 30 years old. When we were in Australia together for 10 days, we had a couple flights, like, to New Zealand and stuff within it. Our moms were in a group chat, and if Sheena texted her mom, like, we just landed, like, 2 minutes before I texted my mom, our moms would be like, great, it's fine. I guess Sheena likes her mom more than you. Like, fine.
My mom texts my friends, like, Saturday nights, and is like, hi, honey, just wondering if, like, you're with Paige. And my friend will, like, show it to me, and I'll be like, tell that bitch that, like, I'm almost home.
I love that. We do the same thing.
Okay. Breaks into their own house.
Jax.
I guess you that. Has anyone ever broken into the summer house without keys?
No, but I feel like Danielle's very resourceful, so if she was locked out, she'd be able to break in.
Okay. How about we'll blow their life savings on space travel?
Ooh.
I feel like
Tom Sandoval. Yeah.
100% he's a guy.
Or Ariana, because Ariana loves space, both personal and outer.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like maybe Kyle would be into, like, doing something in space.
Yeah. Also, if there was alcohol involved.
He dropped that $600 on a bottle of Dom for you guys for the girls' dinner.
He loves, like,
so
machines and apparatuses.
His Jello shot.
Stuff like that.
But I feel like he really did pay for that.
Yeah.
Because people think when things like that are on the show, they're like, oh, whatever, Bravo paid for it. And it's like,
no. He really did
Bravo
do
doesn't
that.
Pay for stuff like that.
Yeah. They might have paid for the apps.
Yeah.
They're not buying the bottles of Dom from the table. Okay, I have a feeling I know who you're going to say for this one. Runs shirtless to show off their body.
Jordan.
Yeah, obviously.
Who do you? Who would it be from yours?
Lala.
She's gotten topless a couple of times at the show, actually.
Uh-huh.
Okay, uses an inspirational quote in their email signature.
Kristen.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I feel like Carl would be, like, motivational like that.
I was going to say, was at the bottom of those 17 pages, was there a motivational quote?
No, but every Friday, Carl would give us the same speech, like, motivational speech. Same speech every single Friday, and it would get us all jacked up to go out.
What did it
started out, guys, we all work really hard during the week, and you're all super hot. Let's have a good time and go out. And it was just...
I love that.
That's cute. Yeah.
Okay, last one. Who was made for reality TV? You can only pick one.
Ooh, only one? I mean, honestly, I think all of us, but I'm going to give it to the shit show of our show and say James.
Amazing, yeah.
That's good.
I was going to say Stassi, but Stassi's more put together.
I was going to go Jax or Kristen.
I think all of us. It's a collective ensemble.
Yeah,
cast.
I feel like you have to be a certain kind of nuts in the brain to go on a reality show. Uh-huh. So I feel like we all equally are as crazy.
You either have to be nuts and not know what's going on and not care, or so on top of it you can do the witty one-liners and, like, have your place and, like, be on top of it.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that was fun. That was fun. I liked that we both got to do that.
Right?
Okay, so going back to the show, so you're friends with Amanda. So yes. How did you feel about, like, did she confide in you before filming started about, like, feeling left out? And, like, what were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you don't ever want a girl to feel left out. And I, like, hate that feeling. Mm-hmm. So it obviously made me mad. But, like, I knew going into it she had some turmoil with Lindsay. But it's also, like, we're adults. I'm not going to go in be fighting with Lindsay when, like, she hasn't done anything to me. But, like, if Lindsay and Danielle were, you know, being rude to Amanda or leaving her out, I would obviously stand up for her. Yeah. So Amanda always knew I had her back, but we were all very civil with each other.
Have you ever cropped someone out of a photo?
Yeah, I was gonna say, and how do you feel about people unfollowing her?
I don't think I've ever cropped some. Maybe.
Maybe if, like, they had their eyes closed, yeah, and didn't, yeah, want to be in, like, it or something, yeah, but to purposely.
Yeah, but I've never, like, purposely cropped a friend out unless, yeah, they were like, hey, crop me out because I look horrible.
Right.
And I'd be like, okay.
What do you think about everybody unfollowing her? Justified or shady?
Was that
shady?
Okay.
I feel like Lindsay's reason was kind of bullshit and an excuse. Like, oh, no, it was just
I
so
know you got
hard
cheated
to
on,
see
so
them, like, all, like, lovey-dovey. Yeah.
I mean, we live in a world now that it's like, if you unfollow them, that's, like, a silent way of saying, like,
it's
hey,
a nail
we
in
have
the coffin.
Beef.
Fuck
and
yeah.
And so she, yeah, and Amanda knew it. And uh-huh, so there was definitely, it was tension and awkwardness. Like, if I want to unfollow something, it's because I want to make a point. It's like, I'm unfollowed.
Oh, yeah.
You are dead to me.
Yeah, like yeah. Brandy Glanville recently.
Yeah. Unfollowed you?
I no. unfollowed her.
Oh, yeah. See? She started,
yeah, some, yeah, she started some shit she shouldn't have. She got the unfollow. Yeah. It's definitely, like, the most passive-aggressive jab of right now.
I've unfollowed everyone I've ever dated because I need them all to not exist.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it'd be great if all of them could go die somewhere, really.
Yeah, I've either unfollowed or I've muted until the, yes, point where I don't feel it's petty.
Yeah.
Like, homeboy, you know, who I, like, dated, like, uh-huh, last November. I was just like, we're still friends. And, like, yeah, even more so recently, like, we hung out with him, like, last weekend and, like, we're friends.
Right.
But I was just like, I don't care about your life and your story, yeah, and what you're posting, but I don't want to be petty and unfollow because, like, we're not, right, talking or hooking up anymore.
Yeah. I've definitely muted a ton of people.
I love that feature.
I think muting is bullshit. I just tweeted about this recently. I'm like, if you mute someone, like, grow some balls and unfollow them. Just
but
fully
I know, okay,
unfollow.
But in our world.
Yeah, it's okay, like, I guess for you guys, but still.
It's
I'm like,
public.
Just, who cares?
And it's
if
not that
like
I'm
them,
muting them because
like
I don't like them. I'm muting them because, like, genuinely, your content is so annoying.
Yes.
And I can't keep seeing it.
Unfollow.
So, like,
no,
just please.
Ariana has muted pretty much everyone on our cast.
That's
because
amazing.
She's like, oh, my God, you guys with your spawn con. I can't.
She responded to my tweet that said, like, if you want to unfollow or if you want to mute someone, just unfollow them. And she goes, you've been muted. I was like, shit. I was like, I think I fucked up.
That's funny. I realized the other day I got to follow Jax back because when we got in a fight like a year ago, I think we unfollowed each other.
Oh my God.
But then when I went on his Instagram, we had like such a good reunion together and then so much fun in Vegas this past week and we're like so good again. And then I went on his page and I was like, it doesn't say follow back. So I'm like, no, you follow me first and I'll follow you back.
You know what happens when I go to Jax's page?
Blocked.
It says user cannot be found.
Oh my
blocked
God.
My ass. Blocked my ass.
I think every ex-boyfriend has blocked me.
My ex-boyfriend finally blocked me after I put a song out called Better Without You.
Wow.
Check
great
it out
title.
On iTunes.
Yeah. Check it out. Spotify, yeah. iTunes.
Get the plug.
Yeah. Okay. So how long have you known Hannah and Jordan?
I have known them for probably like a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah. Not that long, but.
And you just met them through work. You didn't know
yeah.
them before?
Yes.
So you are a fashion writer for the company we cannot mention.
Yeah, I freelance, so okay. like I'll work for different ones, yes.
And then what? I know Hannah does like the social like video
yeah.
content.
Mm-hmm.
What does Jordan do?
Jordan does sales.
What does that mean?
Jordan does sales. I don't know.
I saw him talking about like millions of impressions.
So like if a
like,
company
yeah.
will come to him and be like, we want to like – promote through your company. He'll make sure like the content is good so people see it. I don't really know.
Gotcha. There's like so many, especially like millennial type
yeah.
jobs with social media and everything nowadays.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I do ad sales for, you know, this, the company.
Right.
It's just like, But what does that mean?
None of our job titles make sense to anyone over the age of 40.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, you
he
do
also
what?
Is a model, too. I think he makes a lot of money modeling.
Yeah. I could see that.
He has those abs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not bad.
Yeah, they're not.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, okay. We got to talk about our mutual makeout buddy, Carl.
Yes.
So what's, I mean, you probably can't say too much, but like, and I know this because I talked to him this morning, but what's the status with you guys?
So currently, we are very good friends. Mm-hmm. Like, we will text all the time. We're in a big group chat together. Him and I, like, will text as we're watching the show. And, like I texted him on Monday. I was like, could we be any more adorable? So we're very cool with each other.
Yeah.
He's great.
Is he going to screenshot that and show the guys and be like, look, Paige and I are dating. She said, can we be any more adorable? Like, the one thing, which, I mean, because I say things like this, like, I feel like we're very similar with, like, flirting and, like, whatever type texting with guys.
Yeah.
But, like, when Jordan showed that screenshot, it was like, well, we're dating. So I'm like, she was probably being insanely sarcastic. Like, well, it's everyone says, like, we're dating.
I was just, like, being nice, too. And it's, like, one screenshot out of, like, a thread of text. So it could have gone, he could have gone way back and seen that, like, I wasn't flirting.
Yeah.
It's also like we knew each other through work. So, like, I'm not going to not respond because then it's going to be awkward when I see him. Like, and that's why I said, like, if you want to see flirting, I'll show you flirting. But, like, that wasn't it. Me saying, like, a sarcastic whatever. And that's like a term of, like, oh, well, we're dating. So, like, cool.
Yeah.
Like, we're friends.
And I mean, I make jokes like that too, that I'm just like, that's not, don't take it so serious.
I feel like Jordan's learning the hard way too, that everything that you say, especially on camera, gets immediately repeated to the others. Yeah. So he keeps thinking he's having these, like, secret conversations with everybody. Like, right? Look, guys, look. And then, like, an hour later, everyone's like, we saw what you said. So
literally.
And he seems very, he's like kind of like Eeyore after that, like, goes off. And like, oh, shit, I fucked up.
Oh, my God, totally. Okay, so because you had watched the show before, going into it, did you, like, think Carl was hot? Did you just, like, it developed kind of naturally?
I always thought Carl was good looking, but, like, one of my biggest things is if you make me laugh, like, done. You could literally not be good looking. You could not have a job. But, like, if you make me laugh, I'm, like, hooked. And for some reason, his, like, dumb humor, like, would always get me.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, it didn't, like, it wasn't bad that he just, like, complimented me. And then I was like, Carl, okay, we'll make out.
I love that. I loved how, like, in control you were of the situation. Yeah. He was like, you're cute. You're like, I know. Like, you can make out with people. You're like, I know. It's, like, amazing. You're like, I'm very much in control of the situation. I'll let you know when you get granted a make out again.
I forgot how tall he was.
So tall.
I mean, he's, like, 6'5".
It's, like, really? It's not normal.
Oh, yeah. No, okay.
No, he is huge.
Okay. Yeah. So I remember in one of the episodes you saying,
she,
like,
said 6'3".
So
I was, like, hearing,
taller,
like,
than
that.
6'3" man. Yeah. Like, yeah.
He tweeted at me. He goes, I'm 6'5".
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
But it was funny because, like, him and I hung out. Like, now I can openly talk about this. This was December 2017.
It's a while ago.
It was, it was right before I had moved to Vegas. It was right when my ex-boyfriend and I had broken up, but we're still, like, talking. And I, like, didn't want my ex-boyfriend to know I was, like, talking to anyone else, hanging out with anyone else. So I was very private about things I was doing.
Right.
And then Carl decides it's a great idea to go and Watch What Happens Live and be like, yeah, Sheena and I hooked up. And I'm like,
Carl.
So then my ex-boyfriend calls, is like, oh, you slept with this guy. I was like, no. Like, we made out. Like, I mean, we fooled around. But, like, we did not have sex.
Right.
But then he goes, like, you know, on national television and says this. So then it's, like, after that and just, like, that, I mean, my relationship, it needed to just be done. I moved away. It's done. It's still done.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's the best thing ever. I'm so happy that's done with. But I didn't talk to Carl for, like, a year because I was so annoyed by all of that. And then a few weeks ago when we were there, he group chatted Kyle and I. And he's like, I just realized you guys don't have each other's phone numbers. Like, it's going to be so much fun. You're on the show together tonight.
Yeah.
And I was like, we haven't talked in, like, a year.
Yeah.
But I just responded.
But he's just, like that.
Totally.
Like, he can let things go. And he, like, we could have, like, a disagreement or something. And then it's like, we're cool. And I'm like, yep, we're cool.
And I'm the exact same
way.
So
am I. Yeah.
It had just been so long that I kind of, like low-key forgot about him.
Everyone was still talking about you guys throughout the whole thing. Didn't Kristen go on Watch What Happens Live and like confirm things again?
1,000,000%. Yes. I think that was the 1,000,000%.
I was watching that and I was like, 1,000,000, not percent. Yeah. I was like, no.
But I'm like, okay, if I'm being honest, yes, it was more than a make out, but it wasn't sex.
Right.
It was a happy medium.
When you hear hookup, everyone thinks sex.
For sure.
Especially all the moms watching Bravo at home. My mom was like, she hooked up with him. I was like, it's not what that means.
No.
Trust me.
But so when I was there a few weeks ago and then I was like, well, yeah, meet us out for drinks. Like, that'll be fun. And then, you know, we all went out and got drinks. And then I was like, now I remember why I made out with you.
Yeah. He's charming. He's so charming. He's tall. He's funny. And like anyone who's 6'5 and like makes me feel really skinny and tiny.
Love
Same. How tall are you?
5'5.
Okay. We're like the exact same. Oh, God. We're so similar.
So I was like, I felt like a cute little like baby.
Same. Yeah. So, yeah. So we hung out in New York and it was funny because at the time when he said that on Watch What Happens Live, my mom had like tweeted at him.
Yeah. And then, I love when your mom claps back at people on Twitter. Somebody says one negative thing about Sheena. Her mom's like, really? Here, let me give you a bullet pointed list of why that's not true.
Yeah. So let me hit you with the facts.
It was so funny because like my mom had like put him in his place, but she goes, I remember, she goes, he was so respectful back and like apologized. Yes. And so then like the first night, because we hung out the both nights I was there.
Yeah.
And the first night my mom was just giving him shit like the whole night, the whole night. And he just took it.
Yeah.
And
then, he's so respectful to
parents. Respectful.
My dad, my mom and dad both met him. My dad loves him.
Yeah.
My dad will like walk around the house saying Carlito. Like, I'm like, okay, dad, calm down.
Yeah. And then the second night we hung out, it was like, we were all just like friends and it was good. And then he like followed my mom on Instagram and Twitter and she's like, oh. Oh, he's so sweet, but
and like forgiven. He definitely got a bad like rep the first two seasons, and like he would say things to me, and he'd be like, "Well, I'm like a fuckboy or whatever," and I'd be like, "Don't like say that about yourself. Like you're actually truly a genuinely nice guy. Like I've always, I've always been Team Carl."
He just had those fuckboy tendencies for a time being, but now watching the show, like I see such a different side of him, and I see the side of him that I saw a few weeks ago. That I was like, "Oh yeah, this is why I made out with you."
Perfect example of how you treat your mom is how you'll treat your wife. So nice to his mom, loves his mom.
Yeah,
he reminds me a lot of Shep from Southern Charm. Do you watch Southern Charm?
Of course.
Yeah. Well, he reminds me a lot. They just sort of are like cute and like funny, but
and they're friends.
Kind of do the fuckboy stuff, but without getting the fuckboy full reputation. Because you're like, oh, they're too nice.
Yeah,
to
you
be
forgive
like,
them. Yeah. Right. That's all right.
Yeah.
For you, it's fine.
Right.
Well, as the only person in this room, maybe, who's made out with both
of them. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, I haven't met Shep yet, so give me a little time.
Catch up to me, Paige. But the night I did Watch What Happens Live with Shep, Carl was there as one of his guests.
Oh,
and
my.
And you met both of them.
Yes.
You didn't make out with both of them.
No, I was with Doorman at the time. So just so you know, that's what we're calling him now.
Okay.
Because that's what my ex used to do. And instead of saying his name ever again, we're just gonna call him Doorman.
I love that.
Oh my god.
I think it was
so
it was Stassi or Kristen. One of them came up with it at the reunion. I was like, yes, we're going with Doorman. But yeah, so I mean nothing happened, but it was like I hit it off with both of them and I was like, well, we're just gonna be friends, obviously, because I'm in love with someone else. But then we broke up and then, you know, Shep was on Shenanigans and we got drunk after, and then
I think like I was there with you guys before that.
You were. We it started here, then it moved to Pump, and then
I remember this.
Break Room, and then my apartment.
Wow.
I think I was only there for through Break Room. I did not. I missed the apartment part.
Yeah.
Oh, you missed out.
Yeah. Anyway, also did not sleep with him. Just gonna put that out there.
Hooked up. Did not sleep with.
Correct. So, yeah, when I'm back in New York in a few weeks, we got to hang out.
We'll call Carl. We'll get the whole gang. We'll do it.
Yeah, I told him, I was like, you should just come to Watch What Happens Live with me, because what was so funny was that night, Andy asked me on the show, he's like, would you ever, like, make out with them again? I was like, probably not. And I was like, you know what? Definitely not. And then we hung out that night and, like, not, like, hit it off again or whatever.
Right.
But I was like, okay, if we had hung out last night, my answer would have been different. But I was like, I didn't talk to you in like a year.
Yeah.
So I was just like, ew, no, definitely not. And then we hung out and I was like, oh yeah.
And he's just so fun to be out with.
So fun.
One of like the number one things, whereas we were out one night and we were like sitting there drinking or whatever, and he looks at me and he was like, you want me to buy you chicken fingers? And I go, I'm a ring size 4. Let's get this going.
Yes.
That's
I was like
so
sweet. He was like, here's honey mustard. I was like, done. Word. Like, this is
that's like the most romantic 2019 thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I'm more like buy me chicken fingers. Yes.
Ranch and barbecue girl.
Yeah.
But
still,
I'm a honey
chicken fingers
kind of girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're also a take me out to dinner kind of girl.
Yeah, yes. I'm a dinner girl.
Yeah.
So when do you guys start up again? When does Summer House, when do you guys start filming or moving?
I don't know if we're even going again.
I'm sure you will. It was so good.
But yeah, I hope so. I would love to share a house with all of them again.
Yeah.
But typically, do you guys do it like May through August or?
Like the end of June we started. Yeah. Wow. Until Labor Day.
Wow. Yeah. So I don't know if it was this summer or last summer when like some of my cast went out there. Was that when
this
you were
summer.
In the house?
Yeah. So Stassi, Bo, Tom, and Katie.
Is that going to be on the show?
Yes.
Oh, well, fun.
I saw something. Okay. I saw a preview for it where I think it's Stassi says something like, well, Schwartz is having his butthole looked at right now, so it could be worse for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you guys have and just I was like, gotten what back from
Mexico.
Mexico.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, because I remember they all went out there for like 48 hours or something. Yeah.
I just saw the preview and I was like, what's going on with Schwartz's butt? That's weird.
I think he got sick in Mexico or something?
Yeah, not everyone. There were a few of us who were lucky.
Oh, that kind of butt
but
thing.
No,
got
no,
it.
No. Okay.
There's multiple kinds.
Like 80% of the cast and crew got a parasite in Mexico.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, it was bad. So Schwartz was one of the ones who had it really bad.
Yeah.
I can't imagine like a six-hour flight but feeling that way.
No. I think he went to the hospital.
I think he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe, you know, season 8 Vanderpump, if there is, season 4 Summer House, if there is, we can do like some more crossovers.
Yeah, we really should.
Because
I'd love to come out to LA.
And it's so natural, I feel like, with that show because we did start that show.
Right.
And then if like some of our cast is on it again.
Yeah.
And then,
friends.
And we all love to drink.
Yeah. And then Paige and I have like, we have like a threesome with Carl. And then it's like, you know.
Our moms would literally murder us, Sheena. They're trying to get me killed.
I think one of the best things about your, because I think Vanderpump Rules and Summer House are very similar in the sense that it's like a really good close group of friends who are drinking and doing silly things and hooking up and all of that. One thing that I think makes Summer House are the like security camera footage, but then also getting to see everybody at the end of the night come home and eat, which is like such a crucial point of like going out that you don't often see because at Pump Rules, it's like we're at a restaurant and then you don't really see everybody when they get home at 2:30 in the morning.
That's our
and
most
they're
wild
like,
times.
They're like literally like, what can we eat?
Yeah, it's like that real world aspect
of
the show.
And I have to – Amanda did all of our food ordering. So like she would do all the fresh direct order. So we would like, and I would feel like it was my mom. I'd open the refrigerator and be like, Amanda, we have nothing. What did you even get?
Go to the store.
And like I ate cheese sticks for an entire summer.
I was going to ask you guys, because I saw on one of the episodes where every time when you guys got there, there was like a box of like 8 cases of rosé and like what looked like food and stuff. So did you guys just pre-order all of your stuff all
Amanda
summer?
Amanda would like order on Wednesday and then it would get delivered on Friday. Friday. Yeah.
How many bottles of rosé do you think y'all go through in a
Whispering
summer?
Whispering Angel. They need a sponsor for you guys.
I mean, we had a party one time. We got all the alcohol and we were like, come on, guys. We're not going to need all of this. And like halfway through the party, we were like,
we're running low.
And we were like, no, there's no way we're drinking all.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It was all gone.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we have problems.
Yeah, I'd like to know what the total Whispering Angel bill is at the end of the summer.
I couldn't even imagine.
I'm going to make friends with Amanda just so I can find out what that bill is.
We all are on like an app where we like split everything so that we could figure it out. Yeah.
And you guys actually have to clean up after yourselves.
Like, we clean up. Yeah, we clean up. I mean, some more than others. And by that, I mean, I never clean. but then we do like hire someone to clean a little bit better.
I want to know what the person who, because you guys rent the house. I want to know what the person who owns the house, I want to know if they watch and what they think about what you guys
I've
do
never
in their
met
house.
Them. I feel like Kyle has met them, but I've never.
Like when they were showing one morning, there was like red splatter of God knows what,
on
the ground.
Right?
Everyone's like, well, it looks like we're going to have to clean. I'm like, if I was the owner, I'd be sitting there like biting my nails the whole time.
We try, like we are very respectful to the house because we do live in it. But like when we have parties, there's stuff all over the floor, like
watching
it's sticky a lot.
Yeah.
Watching shows like Summer House make me want to not Airbnb the house I just bought in Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah, don't.
Yeah, I'm like, they're like, you can make so much money in April. I'm like, I'll probably be wanting to stay there in April, so I'll just pay my own mortgage.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, question about the pantry.
Okay.
Yes.
Obviously, you guys go in there to make out because there are no cameras.
So everyone thinks that is partly why, but the other thing is, like, we do come back and we're drunk eating.
Yeah.
All of our snacks were in there.
So you're like, why where are the cheese sticks?
So, like, if I was going in for, like, chips or, like, a drink or something, I feel like I knew Carl would be in the pantry. He always knew I would be, like, around there.
Uh-huh.
And then, but they did end up There wasn't a camera in the pantry because no one was ever in there. Right. They were getting, like, they literally getting water.
They definitely need a pantry camera.
That was my next question.
And then I think later in the summer, a pantry camera was installed.
Okay. That was my next question.
Because Kyle fell asleep in the pantry,
yes.
Right?
See, like, we're always in
it. I love that they showed his, like, last words before he fell asleep. He's like, I love Amanda, but... And then it was just like...
The next thing you see is, yes.
Like, the next thing you see is Amanda, here. Like, poking around, like, where is he?
Yeah. And then,
like...
You just hear him snoring.
You fell asleep in the pantry. Like, really? I thought you were getting your shit together.
Yeah. It's like, Kyle, the pantry's my spot. Like, lay off. Yeah.
Will we see the proposal this season?
You will see how it all unfolds, and you will definitely see, like, a glimpse into
okay.
it. Yes.
I wondered that, because now, like, doing Watch What Happens Live and, like, meeting yeah. her as engaged to Kyle and yes. then watching the show, and I'm like,
yeah,
where is this going to meet?
Yeah. Oh, just wait. Yeah.
Do you know how many episodes you guys have this season?
I'm pretty sure we just aired five, and I think we have 13 or 14?
Okay, good. Wow. So yeah. We're not even halfway
yeah.
there.
Yeah, yeah. See, anything that you think is going to happen, probably the opposite yeah. happens.
Oh, now interesting. Now I'm hooked. I'm invested.
Yeah.
Does Carl hook up with anyone else in the house? You don't have to say who.
In the house? That yeah. lives in the house?
Uh-huh.
No.
I don't know if there was like a drunken Hannah makeout or something.
What about Jordan?
No, no, no. Does Jordan
hook up with
anyone
else in the house?
No.
Okay. Interesting.
No. Yeah. But there could be other people, but...
Okay, thoughts on Danielle.
Love. Danielle is low-key hilarious.
Really?
And I feel like it never gets picked up.
Yeah.
Because she says things, like, under her breath. And, like, one night we were drunk in the kitchen, she was saying things, and I was like, wait, what? And she, like, says, I was like, you're funny. And she, like, no one ever, like, notices it. But she's very funny. And she loves, like, to dance by herself.
Nice.
Which is always a good time.
I was like, I felt bad for her because it's like, I mean, she's just, you know, that I feel like typical girl. I don't know her personally, but just kind of seems like she wears her heart on her sleeve. And
totally.
It was like, they made out, like, obviously as a girl, you know, you kind of think like, unless you put it out there, like, I just want to make out with you because I'm drunk as well. And you put out like the fuck girl attitude. Like, you're going to kind of think like it's not just going to be one thing. So like, I really felt for her because I've definitely been in that position before.
Totally. I think he led her on a little bit.
Yeah. And it wasn't that she like wanted to like full blown date him,
no.
but she wasn't expecting
summer fling,
expecting him to come back and like.
Yeah.
With all that. So,
and talk shit about her behind her back.
Right.
So most of your makeouts or all of them that we've seen so far have been in the pantry.
Yes.
Will we see any on camera?
Wait, we saw it on the bus and in the vineyard.
Okay,
and
little bits. But okay. Like the 20-minute sessions are in the pantry.
20, no. A 20-minute session I'm not doing right in the kitchen in the middle of everyone. Like, but yeah, I think we make out like a few more times, but nothing like full blown.
I loved when you guys were making out in the vineyard. You're like, this is so romantic. Are you going to propose?
Yeah. Like, and then he started talking. And I was like, shut up.
Because with all of those cameras, like, I mean, especially with, you know, the couples or like even when like Everett stayed over with Lindsay and whatnot, it's like there are cameras in your room. It's you know, like Bachelor in Paradise and that stuff where it's like really get no privacy. Like what is
softcore porn a little bit.
But, like, what is that like hooking up on camera?
Yeah, I never slept in anyone's bed. I never hooked up with anyone on camera. One, not just because the cameras are there, but, that's, like, a little bit weird. But also, like, it just, Carl and I just weren't at that point where it would be, like, normal for me to go sleep in his bed. So, like, it never really crossed my mind.
Are the cameras, like, big where, like, bigger than, like, a GoPro or security camera where you're, like, I'm on camera, I know, or do you get so used to them that you forget they're there?
So, the camera in, like, the corner of our room is probably, like, the size of that.
Okay, like, so, like, thing. Bigger than a GoPro, but...
Bigger than a GoPro, but not...
You know they're there.
You know they're there, but honestly, and I feel so dumb for saying this, because, like, I've watched reality shows before, and I'd be like, how do you forget there's cameras there?
Yeah.
Like, are you stupid? You forget.
Yeah.
Like, you fully forget.
Oh, totally. Especially if you're drunk or in the moment, or, like, you don't realize it. I mean, it's harder for us because there's a 6'5" man with the camera in our face. But like if there were the little ones, like when they're in our hotel rooms and stuff, you definitely forget they're there because we're so used to filming with a crew that when you just have like those. You
That's
don't
why,
think
like,
about
our
it.
Craziest times were when we would come home drunk.
Yeah.
Because, like, no one's around and there's just, like, cameras in our kitchen and we're just, like, being ourselves.
Totally.
Yeah. You're like, they're probably off. It's fine.
We're like, whatever. They don't want this. They don't want this footage.
Like, they absolutely want you guys coming home being like, who ate the pizza?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who ate this?
Towards the end of this season of Vanderpump Rules, I have, like, my first, like, real, like, make out, like, in a bedroom on camera. Won't say with who. But I just, like, watched it back because we just filmed the reunion. So, like, we have to binge, you know, the end of the season. And I'm, like, watching it back. But I remember being in that moment where I was like, this is what it feels like to be the Bachelorette. Because there's literally a boom mic. It's lit, literally.
Yeah.
There's two cameras and it's just dead silent. And we're just like, how much longer do we make out for? Like, we're trying to round the bases, but there's still cameras here. Like,
and then you feel bad for that camera guy because you're just like, sorry.
Yeah, I know.
It's not happening.
Definitely. What were you most worried about going into the show? Or did you just go in completely open-minded, like...
I didn't know what to expect, so I could, like, there was no room for me to be nervous because I was like, I honestly have no idea what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize I was going to have as much fun as I really did have and how close I was going to become with everyone, because you're kind of doing this weird experience together. Like, yes, we are, like, filming a show, but, like, also living in a house with people is, like...
So different.
It's so different. Mm-hmm. And I've never lived in a house with people for an entire summer.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of fun together, and, like, I didn't realize how close we really would all get, which we did.
Even, like, with our shows, unless it's, like, a trip or something, like, I mean, a lot of people live close to each other, but we don't live together. I always said, I was like, if we could do, like, a, you know, Vanderpump Rules, like, abroad, where we, like, open up, you know, the restaurant in Vegas, but all had to live together in a house. Could you imagine?
Half of you would end up dead.
I know.
100%. Half of you would end up dead.
But it's, like, when you put that aspect onto a show, it just adds a whole extra level.
Yeah. Like, a good door slam?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, totally.
I'm telling you, I enjoy just for watching you guys come home at 2 in the morning. I'm like, what are they going to eat? This is exciting.
Like, I was always eating, like, deli meat turkey out of the bag, and, like, I was like, wow, I'm just
I think Carl
disgusting.
Turns to you at one point, he's like, do you want chicken salad? And you're like, what?
Ew, yeah.
What?
I want cold
salad.
Pizza.
Yeah. I was like, it's 3 a.m. No, I don't want chicken salad.
Well, I'm predicting a season 4 and 8 and crossovers because I want to come. I like, and especially now being like a single and fun Sheena, not married and unhappily married Sheena.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like I would have so much more fun with you guys.
And like, I would love to take a trip.
Yeah.
At some point. Like, I feel like, I mean, we obviously the weekends are a vacation every weekend, but if we took a trip for like a week, I feel like
totally.
Where do you live in Manhattan?
I live on the Upper West Side.
Okay, cool.
I've lived there for about I've lived in the city for 5 years.
Is that where most of the other cast lives too? I always wonder where you guys all come
we
from.
We all live completely different spots in Manhattan. But like Danielle lives in Brooklyn, Jordan and actually Lindsay live like a few streets away. Hannah lives kind of close to me. Yeah.
But all of you guys do, I mean, unlike the Vanderpump crew, you guys all do legitimately have like Monday to Friday, like jobs and careers.
We're all like doing.
So I heard like Carl say like, oh, they gave me like a summer Friday. Like, could you guys take off a week of work to go on a trip?
I mean, like I do freelance stuff.
Yeah.
So like if I can work remote, totally. And then I don't know, like summer Fridays. Not every company has it, but in the city, most companies do because everyone goes to the Hamptons.
Yeah.
So it's like a pretty normal thing. But yeah, I feel like we could figure it out.
Why did you decide the first night to stay instead of going out to dinner? I mean, you stayed and had vegetables.
Yeah. I was so mad. Honestly, when I meet new people, I get very nervous. Like, I'm very reserved. I like to like assess everyone's, you know, personality first, and I'm not good at meeting new people. Like, I'm, like, a weirdo almost. So, like, going out, I was just like, oh, like, I know, like, I'm probably not going to be fun. Then they're going to think I'm, like, not fun. And then I'm, like, in my head, I'm like, I'm just going to stay home. And, like, I knew Amanda the most.
Right.
So I was like, whatever Amanda does, I'm going to do. Plus, she started cooking dinner. So I felt like it was rude if I was like, oh, you cook dinner?
See
ya. So I stayed.
I mean, it worked out. It was like half and half.
Yeah.
And then Carl, he's like in the middle. He's like, what do I do? Do I go? Do I stay? Yeah. All right, let's see. Oh, the Sunday dinner. That's what I wanted to mention. Yes. That you made looked so bomb. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, my God. It was like the biggest bowl of pasta caprese salad thing ever.
Yes. Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah. So what is your favorite thing to cook?
So I can't make that much stuff, contrary to what people think.
It's a New York thing, too. I feel like no one in New York has a big kitchen, so everyone's like, I don't cook.
Yeah, and then, like, if you're cooking for one person, I'm like, wow, this is so depressing. I should probably get a boyfriend.
Yeah.
But I can make probably, like, 4 to 5 good dishes, and my mom will just, like, send me the recipe, and then it's basically just read what she wrote, and then I just do it. So probably, like, anything with pasta I can do, or, like, I make a really good chicken dish. I've made salmon before.
We're the same person, literally.
I'm not out there, like, inventing, like, new dishes, but I can read, so I can read a cookbook.
Sheena has her go-to, and then she has pizza Lunchables.
Always.
Yeah. Mozzarella, string cheese, and Capri Sun in her fridge.
Always in my fridge.
There's always a frozen pizza in my fridge.
Yeah.
In case of an emergency.
I have frozen pizza and frozen burritos in my freezer.
Yes.
Always.
And a bottle of Tito's.
A bottle of Tito's.
Must.
Yeah, for sure. But like my
Capri Sun, I like that because I'm a big apple juice box girl. So they're always in my refrigerator.
Yeah, I always have Capri Suns. That is literally my go-to. But I do have like my staple like few dishes I make.
I have like 4.
Yeah, and I have like a cookbook that my mom gave me for Christmas. It's been like, I don't know, probably like 7 years now. And it was just like one of the times where I was thinking, I was like, I mean, God forbid something happens to you. I don't know how to make any of your stuff.
Yeah.
And so it was like the best and saddest Christmas present I ever got because she like hand wrote all of her recipes, her mom's recipes.
Stop.
In
that's adorable.
A cookbook for me.
Wow. That's so nice.
And then in one of my moves, it was like a couple of the pages got a little wet and I freaked out. I was like, oh my God, it's going to be all like spread. But it was it was okay.
I can make like 4 to 5 things. And then like when you meet a guy, they're like, can you cook? I'm like,
yeah.
Little do you know, it's a rotation of 4 things.
I love that. I'm the exact same way. Okay, so how long have you been single for?
Probably about 2.5. Well, we'll see what my ex-boyfriend says. He'd probably say 2.5. I'd say 3.
I don't know if it's the same one we're talking about. Her ex-boyfriend is friends with Johnny.
Oh, really?
My ex-boyfriend.
Oh. Yeah.
Johnny who?
Afrotite?
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we went to Sundance with them.
Uh-huh.
With Johnny, Raul, that whole, like,
I don't think,
crew.
I only know Johnny.
Raul is his roommate. But
okay,
I've only
met him, maybe twice.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw that, I think you guys follow each other. He follows you or whatever. And I had asked him about you. He's like, ask her who's better looking, me or her ex-boyfriend, because we look similar.
So they look identical.
Really?
So weird. The one time I saw a picture of Johnny and it was like with some girl and I was like, where are you? And like I zoomed in and then I realized I was on someone else's Instagram because I was like, who is that bitch? But yeah, they look very similar. It's very weird.
It's funny. Yeah. What's dating in New York City like?
Oh, torture.
I imagine.
It's
worse than LA, you think?
I think it's different for different reasons, but like dating in New York, there's so many more girls in New York than there are guys.
Really?
And like you're walking around with like a 5'9 model like as your competition, so it's just like, okay. Like, thanks.
I would have thought it was the opposite. I imagine like New York City, like a lot of businessmen.
Did you not hear Courtney Berman talking about dating in New York the entire trip I took?
Painful.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just assumed LA was the worst of it.
I think they're probably equal.
Yeah, they're probably equally as
And just
bad.
In LA, everyone's broke and unemployed. At least in New York, they have careers.
Well, broke, unemployed, and really good looking.
They're
the
actors.
They're
yeah.
just like rich assholes.
Yeah,
so.
Like I'm an actor.
If
it's
only
like, what
we
have you
could
done?
Combine forces and bring the New York and LA men together and create one good one.
Yeah.
I guess that's what the Midwest is for.
Yeah. I've met some Midwest guys. They're so nice. I'm like, oh, I'll be here another year. You're going to be so rude.
Okay, so I got a ton of questions on Instagram that came in for you, so I want to go through some of those before we wrap up. But I have to know, and this is also a question several people asked, on your list of things you want in a future boyfriend, what is the most important and what is the least?
The most important is how he ultimately treats me. If he like gets along with my family, family is a very big thing for me. That's very important to me. The least important to me is probably...
Do you have the list on your phone?
Yeah. Do I have the list? I'm always adding to it. I mean, probably just like little things that I could compromise.
How many things are on the list? How many pages does it go down?
It's only one page.
Okay. That's not bad.
It looks like you shortened it from like 30 things. I shortened it a little.
I always add things. I always take things out. Like, honestly, as I get older, like, if they dress well or not, not a big deal because I'll change it. So things like that.
You'll get your makeover.
But
you'll
like,
be fine.
You have to be funny. You have to get my humor. We have to like the same movies. Like, if you don't get my movie quotes, it's not going to work. Like, just things like that. You just have to like get me.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh my God.
Or top favorites.
Yeah. That's so hard. That's so hard. So I love any comedy movies, like the classic, like Wedding Crashers, stuff like that. My all-time favorite movie is probably My Cousin Vinny.
Ooh, okay.
I love that. Like, I like older. Yeah.
I've never seen anything.
Yeah, I love stuff like that. I love, obviously, like Devil Wears Prada, like the girly movies too. I love those.
Yeah.
Big movie girl.
Okay, so what are you cutting off your list? You didn't answer.
No, she said dressing.
Oh, dressing. Yeah, but, okay. Yeah. Yes, that's
anything I can change.
Physical stuff, less important.
Yeah.
Okay. So Elizabeth_M wants to know, if Kyle was single, would Paige have wanted to hook up with him over Carl?
No.
I felt bad because they asked me on Watch What Happens Live. They're like, okay, let's pretend like Amanda's not sitting in front of you. If Kyle was single, would you hook up with him? I was like, no. And
I can't even think of it though, like him not being, because I only know him with Amanda, so it's like automatically no. I also am not into guys with blonde hair.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Me either, yet the guy I'm banging all season is a blondie. It's just, it's probably why we're not dating though.
I don't think Adam is blonde.
He is, it's like dirty blonde. Like, he's not a brunette. He's a guy. He's not blonde. The tall, dark, and handsome.
He has brown hair with like the little, like, goldy wispies.
That's okay.
He's like a dirty blonde.
Which I feel like is blonde for a guy.
He's very blonde, white, all American.
Yeah, I like a, like, tall, dark, handsome, like Italian, like Persian.
This is where
my boyfriend's Lebanese. I love it.
Yeah.
See, this is where if we go out, we're going to butt heads because we're going to like the same guy.
And they're both going to like you because you guys are both the same.
I know. Sister wives. Okay.
Honestly, I'd at this point.
You know, I'm 34 almost in divorce.
How old are you? I'm open to anything.
I'm 26.
Okay, because you're the youngest cast member, right? Of everybody. Yeah.
And I don't let anyone forget it.
Yes. Own that.
Okay, at House of Shaw wants to know what you do to work out, or are you just genetically blessed?
I feel bad saying this because I don't want people to hate me, but I honestly don't work out at all. But I eat in, like, moderation.
Yeah.
Like, I'll eat what I want, but I won't eat a lot of it. Mm-hmm. If I do work out, I try and do, like, Pilates, but, like, I couldn't tell you the last time I worked out.
You're like my twin. Yeah. That's like me. Like,
I didn't work out in my 20s at all. I really didn't start getting into fitness until, like, 30, 31.
Yeah. Like I need to start because it's not just about, like, being skinny or, like, being in shape. It's like being healthy and
strong.
Yeah.
Emily Russo wants to know, do you have an age you want to get married or have kids by?
I mean, I can't plan that stuff as much as I'd like to, but ideally I'd love to be engaged at 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good age.
Yeah. I say no one should get married under 30. It should be illegal.
Sheena and I both got married young, well, younger, and both are divorced
in our
20s. Before 30.
Yeah.
Or at 30.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's very smart. Diana XO14 wants to know if Jordan is as douchey as he seems.
No, he's not.
Ray E. Carldine wants to know how long your last relationship was and why it ended.
My last relationship was on it. Well, I was very young, on and off for probably about 2.5 years. Ultimately ended because we were both just doing things to piss the other one off.
Oh.
Like, we were both very at fault. Like, he would do things and then I'd be like, watch this.
Right.
And so, like, it just got.
Hold my beer.
I'll one up you.
But we are very good friends and talk all the time. So.
Nice. Let's see. There's a couple more. Sammy Samick wants to know the best places to shop for petite late 20s girls in New York.
Wow. I mean, I love Zara. I literally, that's all I buy.
A lot of people asked about fashion and, like, as I know you do the things on Instagram with, like, affordable.
Like, I will never spend a lot of money because it's also, like, trends. Like, I'm not going to, what I'm wearing this, like, winter is probably not going to wear it next winter unless it's, like, a classic piece. So I never spend a lot of money on trends. So, like, Zara, Forever 21, I love H&M.
Same.
I was clicking through all of your Instagram posts and I was like, oh, my God, where did she get this? And I was like, don't even look. I'm not going to be able to afford it. Yeah. I was was like, ASOS. And I was like, oh, yeah. Amazing.
Like, I'm not one of those girls that's going on Revolve and is like, look at this top I got for $800. Such a steal. It's like, bitch.
That sounds like my Vanderpump group chat. And I'm
just
like,
can't.
I just got.
I also, like, help me. I'm poor.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can't
both,
spend
like, Pretty Little Thing.
Pretty Little Thing.
I saw that on
that's
your.
That's my shit.
Love Pretty Little Thing.
Yeah.
Sheena gets basically their entire website. As soon as they have new stuff, she's like, I ordered 15 things from
Yeah, but it's like only like $200 for like 15 items.
Yeah.
I love it. I stand Pretty Little Thing.
Shout out.
Yep. I haven't been to the new store yet on Melrose.
You guys have... Pardon?
Yeah.
There's a store here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it just opened when we were in Australia. Chloe was at the opening. It's right around the corner from Sir.
It's giant and pink, and they have a unicorn.
It's two stories. They have unicorns, and it's all pink.
I need to go.
I know. It's
okay, I'm going
fantastic. I drive past it, and I have not been inside.
So what are your... obviously, you said Forever 21. I saw ASOS a lot.
ASOS,
Zara,
I love ASOS.
Topshop.
Topshop, love. Topshop has great jeans. Mm-hmm. Like all the white jeans that I wear, I realize I wear them every single weekend. I wear them all summer from Topshop.
Okay, yeah. Amazing.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing the rest of today? You're here till what, Friday?
I'm here till Friday. Okay. My mom is here with my brother, so we made like a little trip out of it. We're gonna like go out to dinner and just like have some drinks.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, Janet and I are gonna be out and about tonight, so if you wanna
maybe
meet
yes.
up,
you want to see Sir and all of the craziness if you haven't been.
And then tomorrow night, well, by the time this airs, it will have already aired. But tomorrow night, I'm on Hollywood Medium.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So I'm going to have a few people over and make one of my four staple dinner dishes if you'd like to come.
Yes. Oh, my God. Done.
I was like, is it real? Is it like whatever? Like, Sheena and her mom both were like, this was life changing.
Do you know that I'm obsessed with that stuff?
Same.
Like, I go to a psychic at least once every 6 months.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I
What's
love
the coolest
it.
Thing a psychic has ever told you that has, like, come true or... Or predicted that hasn't
Predicted, like, a lot of career things. Okay. But, like, I was like, look, dude, I'm here because I want to know, am I going to get married and am I going to have kids? And he's like, yeah, chill out. You'll get married by 30. And I was like, okay.
One of the things that Tyler Henry said, he was like, I do see you being a mom, but, like, in like, unconventional way. And I go, do you mean, like, adoption or, like, in vitro or what? And he was like an in vitro, something like that. Yeah. And I was like, that's crazy because I've been thinking about freezing my eggs. And he's like, you should do that. And
so she did.
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did that hurt?
For me, it was a very easy, painless process.
Yeah.
I get Botox every 3 months. I have 22 tattoos. I have no issue with needles. It was more, I think.
I don't have a high pain tolerance.
Yeah. I think, what was the hardest thing about it?
I mean, you
it?
Were going to so many appointments every single day and like. I feel like you were just stressed being like, I have to be here at this time for this. I went to one of her doctor's appointments where she had to do those shots in the stomach.
No.
And I'm like there for moral support being like, you can do this. And then they bring out a needle and I'm like, I'm going to faint. Can someone get me a water?
I can't do that.
I'm having trouble.
Okay, honestly, and I'm going to end on this note, the hardest part about freezing my eggs for me, and this is where I feel like Hannah and I relate, was not being able to have sex for a month.
Oh my God.
I didn't even know that was part of that.
Yeah, because you're literally injecting yourself with hormones. Making yourself fertile.
Oh my God.
So it's like, unless you want to get pregnant right now.
With like a lot of babies at one time.
Oh my God. You could have been like a mom of six.
She could have been Octomom.
Oh my God.
I missed my opportunity. On that note, we're going to go. Thanks for listening and watch Summer House every Monday night, 10 p.m.
Right after
on Bravo.
You guys.
My Instagram is Paige, Paige _ DeSorbo, DeSorbo.
Amazing.
Boom. And anything else you want to mention before
we
wrap it up?
No, just thank you so much for having me on. This was so fun.
No, this was so
fun. I feel
fun.
Like we were in like your living room just like
Isn't
chatting.
Yeah. Well, that'll be tomorrow night. Yeah. We can do part two. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans. Download new episodes every Tuesday and subscribe on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com or at Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy, I'ma make you mine.
Yeah.
Do you want it?
Let me see you shake that.
Do you need it?
Let me see you shake that.
Do you want it?
Let me see you shake that.
Yeah. Come and get it.
Let me see you shake that.
Hey everybody, this is AJ Benza. And I'm happy to announce that my show, Fame is a Bitch, is now on Podcast One. I'm going to bring you my unfiltered opinions on the biggest stories in pop culture. Download new episodes of Fame as a Bitch 3 times a week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.